Hi, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simin Tav Yud Ches, or begin Simin Tav Yud Ches in the Mishnah Berurah. This is page Reish Pei Beis Amar Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Chodesh Aser B'Tainis. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Anshei Kila Kedosha Ver Maisa, Misanim Rosh Chodesh Sivan Alekzer Shai Bos Hazman B'Shnas Tav Tav Nun Vav Le'elef HaChamishi. That there are communities that do fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan because of a terrible tragedy that happened in that particular community, so they have that minhag. And they say slichos and tachnunim. The kasef Rama b'tshuva simenayin test le'yalfinan minayu bi'alma aflin in tachnunim. We don't learn from them to say every time something bad happens on Rosh Chodesh that we should all of a sudden start new minhagim to fast on Rosh Chodesh. That would be inappropriate. The linyan tainis shaos imotar ayin bir alacha. But you take a look in the bir alacha to see if a tainis shaos is permissible. B'tainis umuvur leil b'sim kuf peiches sha'afilu achal peiros yatsa vein tzarich dafka pas. So even though you're not allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av, there's no chiv su'uda. There's just an iser to fast. So if you don't want to eat bread, that's perfectly fine. You can eat a salad, and that would be perfectly fine for Rosh Chodesh. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, Sif Beis, Ein gozer in tainis al tzibur Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah u'Purim. You're not allowed to be gozer a tainis for the tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah or on Purim. V'mischilu shegozer l'sanos kach v'kach yamim. But if they made a gzera sometime in advance that we're going to fast for X number of days, or every Monday and Thursday for X number of weeks, v'mischilu ben kodim Rosh Chodesh, and they started prior to Rosh Chodesh, afilu yom echad, even just one day, ein mafsikin u'mesanu mashlimin. Then they can continue in that trend. They can continue fasting when they were supposed to fast, and they don't have to stop for Rosh Chodesh. So you're not gozer atainis to happen on Rosh Chodesh, but if you just didn't do the math, and you were gozer atainisim, a series of tainisim, and you did one of them already, even just one of them already, then even if the second one falls on Rosh Chodesh, you can fast. Says the Mishmura Sivkatan Gimel, Ein gozrin, v'imavru v'gazru, Ein gzerasim gzera. If they went and they made such a gzera, it's void meyikara, it's invalid. Vein sarach l'sanos, and nobody's got to fast. Vim ischilu, kigon shegazru al miyut b'sham v'chadom l'sanos sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, that let's say there was a lack of rain, so they made tainus for Bahab, v'lo asku adai tayu shebechon em yachol Rosh Chodesh, and they didn't think enough ahead to realize that Rosh Chodesh is going to fall out on one of those days. V'ischilu l'sanos, so they started to fast. Chal gzeirasam b'di'evan, the gzeira is chal me'achash l'ratu b'kivon l'akor l'vatel dim Rosh Chodesh, since they weren't purposely trying to be oker the din of Rosh Chodesh, it just fell out that way. Umashlimin, and your mashlim the fast as well, kibishar tainis, like any other tainis. And the same would be true if Chanukah or Purim came out in the middle of a series of fasts, you would fast then as well. And you would be mashlim. And Chalamoid has the same status as Chanukah Purim Rosh Chodesh. Vida. That this was what it was in Eretz Yisrael, but nowadays the Tzibur has the same din as a Yachid. Well, wait a second, we didn't even talk about a Tzibur and a Yachid or anything being different between a Tzibur and a Yachid. Yeah, he's foreshadowing what we're about to see in the next Si'if, where there is a Chilik between a Tzibur and a Yachid. So it's good to register in our mind that nowadays every Tzibur has the din of a Yachid. What is the din of a Yachid? Siv Gimel. Yachid shekibel olav tainis, kach v'kach yamim. If a Yachid accepted upon himself a fast for X number of days, upagabo Rosh Chodesh, and then Rosh Chodesh came out on one of those days, o shekibel olav l'sanus Rosh Chodesh, or he was mekabel to fast on Rosh Chodesh, im kibel b'loshon kabbalas tainis bi'alma, ain't sarach hatara. If he was mekabel just with the lashon of tainis, you don't require hatara. V'im kibel olav b'loshon hare alai, but if he said Hare Alai, which is a lashon of a neder, then you need a hatara of a chacham. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Vav, oh v'chulei b'Rosh Chodesh, zuvein tzarich lomar zukatani. The Kabbal b'ferish b'Rosh Chodesh afil gzeres hatzibur lo mahani u'kmo shekesavnu. Now, if you say that we're fasting specifically on Rosh Chodesh, then even if you're at tzibur, it's a zero, it's a nothing, it doesn't do anything. Oh, so we're saying, but when it comes to a yachid, fasted, all the more so that if you say I'm fasting on Rosh Chodesh, that of course it's a zero, it's a nothing. The whole discussion is only if you started a series of fasts in advance. Maybe the reason we're mentioning this halacha is that if you say it b'lashon neder, the chiddush is that even by a yachid, if you say it b'lashon neder, it's going to be chal. So he said, if you say it b'lashon of tainus bi'alma, so it doesn't even need atara. Ein tzarech atara. Why? Did dafka b'tzibur da'alima gzeirasa mechmiru b'gazru al kach v'kachram b'gabem rosh chodesh. It's only when you have a tzibur that goes there a series of fasts, and they already got one of them in, and then rosh chodesh came on one of the others, so that's where we say that it's strong enough that it's going to be chal. But that's only when it comes to a tzibur that has the power of gzeira, not when it comes to a yachid. By a yachid, it wouldn't even require hatara. Poskim say when it comes to a yachid, that you wouldn't even need to make up for that tainus. It's simply not chal at all. That's only if you're makabel the tainus of bahab throughout the whole year, or shel kama chadashim, or for multiple months. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh fell in one of them. Hasam Shaykh Lomer Din Koch Kabbalasam Chal Klal Al Yom Zeh Shu Asr Betainis. Then we could say your Kabbalah is meaningless. Umimelein Sarach Lefra Avuro Yom Acher. And therefore, you're not going to have to make it up by fasting a different day. Aval Kishakibel of Stam Kach Vikach Yom Lesanos V'irabem Shabbosos V'yom Tovim Rosh Chodeshim Sarach Ledalgun Lashlimad. Meaning, if a person says, I'm going to fast the next 40 days, right? They read somewhere that there's a skula for a shenach or something. That all they got to do is fast 40 days, and then they'll have nevuah like Moshe Rabbein, whatever school they found. So I'm going to fast for the next 40 days. So in those 40 days, there's going to be Rosh Chodesh, there's going to be Shabbos, there may be a Yontif. So then you got to do 40 days, skipping the Shabbos and Yom Tovim, but you got to fast a total of 40 days. So you have to make up for those Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Because you never said anything about Rosh Chodesh. Sarach Hataras Chacham. But if you took a Balashim Neder, then you need Hataras Chacham. Because a neder could be chal even on a dvar mitzvah. That yardei is where we have the dinim of nedarim, and it says over there that you can't choose to fast. You need to actually get rid of this neder. So you have to be shoal on the neder so that you won't have to fast. That they tell him, if you were to realize there's a Rosh Chodesh, there's a Chanukah, there's a Purim, there's a Chol HaMoed, within these days, would you have taken this neder? And the guy would say, no, I never would have done that. I didn't even think of it. And that's our Pesach, to be able to absolve him of that neder. So again, what we said tonight is that, first of all, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, although you do not need to wash and have a seuda with lechem, and there, even though there may have historically be communities that have a fast on particular Rosh Chodesh, and we do not encourage making new ones, then we said that you cannot be gozer a fast specifically for Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, or Chol HaMoed. But if the tzibur was gozer a series of fasts, at least in the old days, if a tzibur was gozer a series of fasts, and they already got one of them under their belt, and then the next one fell on Rosh Chodesh, then they do fast. Nowadays, even a tzibur would have the din of a yachid, which would mean that even if there goes there a series of fasts, as long as they're makabel b'lashon tainus bi'alma, it's a zero. They don't need any atara, they don't have to fast, it's nothing. Only if they're makabel b'lashon neder, do they have to do a hatara. They may not fast, but they should do a hatara to get rid of that obligation to fast. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish Simin Taf Yud Ches and Simin Taf Yud Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening.